This morning, I want to do something a little bit different for the sermon portion. How many of you remember a few years back, there was a song by Mercy Me called Word of God Speak? I'll spare you the singing of it this morning, but I've had in my heart for a number of weeks this resonating theme of pastors and preachers or whoever coming into, you know, a Bible study portion of any time together, any gathering, and we talk. And it's not that pastors' words are not inspired, and, you know, I walk that line carefully because I believe that the Spirit guides us if we listen, and, you know, I don't want you to take everything I say as equal with Scripture on the other hand. So but the picture I'm trying to get you to understand is that I think God was challenging me to, let's have a Sunday where the Word of God stands alone and speaks for itself. And so I've never done this before. This is why Curtis is still up here playing. I'm not sure if his fingers are going to get tired. Actually, can you turn that up a little bit? I want you guys to be free in this place. I'm going to read Scripture. I want you to be free to go to the back, worship, soak in His presence, lay down, follow along. You guys can raise your hand. Don't be afraid to interrupt and shout. I want you guys to be able to stand, lay down, whatever you want to do, but I'm just going to spend the next however long with a compilation of some of the more well-known Scriptures. Would you just join me in prayer as we begin? Father God, I thank You for Your Word. I thank You that You speak to us, that You are alive and well. Give us ears to hear, to receive from You the engrafted, infallible Word of God. Lord, that as it gets down into our spirit, man, it would change us from the inside out. Lord, I thank You that Your Word is living and active. Speak to us this morning. In Jesus' name, we pray. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in His own image. In the image of God, He created them. Male and female, He created them. Then God saw everything that He had made, and indeed it was very good. So the evening and the morning were the sixth day. All things were made through Him. And without Him, nothing was made that was made. For by Him all things were created that are on heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through Him and for Him. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows His handiwork. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for You created all things, and by Your will they exist and were created. O Lord, how manifold are Your works. In wisdom You have made them all. The earth is full of Your possessions. The earth is the Lord's and its fullness, the world and those who dwell in it. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous man runs into it and is safe. Your faithfulness continues throughout all generations. You establish the earth and it stands. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not anxiously look about you, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Surely I will help you. Surely I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. No weapon that is formed against you will prosper. For He gives His angels charge concerning you, to guard you in all your ways. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love Him, to those who are called according to his purpose. No temptation has overtaken you, but such is common to man. And God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but the temptation will provide the way of escape also, so that you will be able to endure it. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you, not as the world gives to, but I to give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful. For God has not given us a spirit of timidity, but of power and love and of a sound mind. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. The steadfast of mind you will keep in perfect peace, because he trusts in you. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Cast your burden on the Lord, and he shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved. Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not tremble or be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. My grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weakness. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. And my God will supply all your needs according to the riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Every good thing given and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shifting shadow. Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, but I tell you, not even Solomon in all his glory clothed himself like one of these. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. He prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. He has anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows. Blessed are those whose lawless deeds have been forgiven and whose sins have been covered. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Though the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. As far as the east is from the west, so far he has removed our transgressions from us. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in mercy. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. Call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. And he said, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. Do not sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his face evermore. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him. My Father's God, and I will exalt him. Those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. God is my strength and power, and he makes my way perfect. No one is holy like the Lord, for there is none beside you, nor is there any rock like our God. Trust in the Lord forever, for in God the Lord is everlasting strength. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor my ways your ways, says the Lord. Therefore, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength in whom I trust, my shield and my horn of salvation. He's my stronghold, for in him we live and move and have our being. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song I will praise him. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. For you are my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for your name's sake, lead me and guide me. You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, and I will exalt you. You will show me the path of life, and your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. When you said, "Seek my face," my heart said to you, "Your face, Lord, I will seek." Oh, the depths and the riches both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, a virgin will be with child and bear a son, and she will call his name Emmanuel. For a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the highest will overshadow you. Therefore also the Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be for all the people. For today in the city of David there has been born to you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ, who himself bore our sins and in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sin, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. And Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger. And he who believes in me shall never thirst. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. At that day you will know that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved. And I go in and out and find pasture. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives life for the sheep. For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. The thief comes only to steal and to kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it abundantly. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. And suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For if by one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. For the Son of Man has come to save that which was lost. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him. And by his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death into life. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. So they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household. These things I have written to you, who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him, and he in God. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. I have blotted out like a thick cloud your transgressions, and like a cloud your sins. Return to me, for I have redeemed you. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under law, but under grace. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. He will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. He will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. For in it, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So Jesus said to them, I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here into there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And now abide faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love. And he who abides in love abides in God and God in him. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. For God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? For I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels or principalities or powers nor things present nor things to come nor height nor depth nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another. I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. All Scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness. As newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the Word, that you may grow thereby. Every word of God is pure. He's a sun, he's a shield to those who put their trust in him. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. The words of the Lord are pure words. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. For the word of God is living and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the division of soul and spirit and the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. The grass withers, the flowers fade, but the word of God stands forever. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. Pray without ceasing. And whatever things you ask in prayer, believing you will receive. But let him ask in faith with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. For where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there in their midst. Now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. Evening and morning and at noon I will pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. And if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is man's all. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face evermore. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. Sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is within, with meekness and fear. And whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men. For we as workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Then He said to His disciples, "The harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. I say to you who hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. And let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds. Pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. And whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. Do not be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Therefore, submit to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scornful. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. For I will pour water on him who is thirsty. In floods of the dry ground I will pour my Spirit on your descendants, and my blessing on your offspring. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may be with you forever. For our gospel did not come to you in word only, but also in power, and in the Holy Spirit, and in much assurance. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, and in Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. But Jesus looked at them and said, "With man it is impossible, but not with God, for with God all things are possible. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. Blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself. That where I am, there you may be also. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that all that are in it will be burned up. Therefore you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to everyone according to his work. Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, no sorrow, no crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Now thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumph in Christ, and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord, O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. From the rising of the sun to its going down, the Lord's name is to be praised. Praise the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty firmament. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Give unto the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord our God. Shout joyfully to the Lord all the earth. Break forth in song, rejoice, and sing praises. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. I will praise you, O Lord. With my whole heart I will tell of your marvelous works. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, because your loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise you. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known your faithfulness to all generations. For a day in your courts is better than a thousand. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. I will praise you, O Lord, among the peoples, and I will sing praises to you among the nations. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Father, I thank you for your word that is sweeter than honey. It is so pure, Father God. I thank you for the word of God, which is Jesus Christ, who was with God in the beginning and became flesh, wrapped himself in flesh, born of a virgin, who lived a sinless life, would take all of our iniquity and all of our sin upon his shoulders to the grave. But the Father raised him from the dead. As the women woke up, they found an empty tomb, Father. I thank you for that. That in him we have life. That in him we have abundant life. Father, I thank you for your word this morning that's living and active, which is your Son, Jesus Christ, who lives inside of us. Renew us, Father. Refresh our spirits as we meditate on your word day and night. Father, we love you. We're thankful for your Son. We're thankful for the word of God. As we leave from here, I ask that it would transform and change us from the inside out. It's in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Would you give him some praise in this place?